In The Matrix, a thoroughly fascistic allegory with some Marxist notes as well, Keanu Reeves plays a trapped bourgeois cubicle dweller. His handle as a computer hacker, Neo, not only represents his truer party name, as it were, but also encapsulates his status as a new man, an Übermensch, who can bend the world to his will and eventually even fly. The falseness of his worker-drone lifestyle is revealed to him when he awakes as if from a dream and realizes that what he thought was his real life was a prison, a cage, where parasitic and manipulative forces literally fed on him. Instead of blood-sucking Jews, the enemy is what 19th and 20th century New Agers called the machine or Das System. What awakes him from his nightmare is his authentic choice, which he makes solely so he can be true to himself. Afterward, he joins a pagan secret society, Zion, where the only authentic vestiges of mankind live in Dionysian glory in the warm bowels of Mother Earth, wholly dedicated to awakening the worthy few among their slumbering brethren. The parasitic, puppet-string-pulling agents of the system may look human, but they're anything but. Colorless, austere white men dressed in dark business suits, they reject the authenticity of human life for cold logic and mechanistic priorities. They are literally rootless, not merely prone to abstraction, but actual abstractions. There seem to be few of them, but they're everywhere, can take human form and run everything. In short, they are comic book versions of everything the Nazis said about the Jews. It's important to recognize that we are talking not so much about left-wing culture or liberal culture as about American culture. In many respects, Hollywood's addiction to fascist aesthetics is non-ideological. Gladiator used fascistic imagery because that was the best way to tell the story. In other cases, Hollywood exhibits a deeper fascination with fascism. In films like V for Vendetta, the envy for the cool aesthetics of well-dressed cruelty and violence is palpable. The villains and the hero alike are all fascists. Conservatives are hardly immune to the allure of fascism. Left-wing cultural critics were not wrong to spot fascistic themes in the vigilante films of the 1970s. In the Death Wish and Dirty Harry movies, for example, unlawful violence was glorified on the grounds that the system was irredeemably corrupt, swamped by the usually dark-skinned criminal classes and the clever lawyers who protected them. Pauline Kael of The New Yorker dubbed Dirty Harry a brand of fascist medievalism. And if you look at the evolving themes in Clint Eastwood's work, you can tease out a thread of nihilism culminating in the bleakness of Unforgiven and his ode to euthanasia in Million Dollar Baby, both Academy Award-winning films. Just because I'm noting the fascistic themes in these films doesn't necessarily mean they are bad. Triumph of the Will was a masterpiece, so the critics tell us.